the subsequent studies, so the only potential concern with that one.
The following pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, I'm going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to talk about carb phobia. The flip side of the ketomania is carb phobia. We're going to get deep into that in just a moment. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Eni Markkanen to talk about how dogs are helping in breast carcinoma research. And this comes on the eve of having Rodney Habib on, the guy who runs Planet Paws. He's getting ready to release a documentary that's going to change the way we look at pet food and dog health in general, because cancer in dogs is on the rise, similar to that of their owners. Wonder why? Maybe it's because they eat similar crappy food. We'll find out more about that tomorrow when Rodney is on the show. But without any further delay, let's run his intro music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing, man?
I'm awesome. How about you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So this is really good. I'm glad we're talking about this, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
I made a funny meme the other day where I put a car dealership, and I put the word keto. Okay, keto used cars. And I said, if your business is failing, just put the word keto in it, and it'll thrive. Because, like, keto mania is everywhere. The flip side of that is carb phobia. And if there's anything that we humans do well, I mean, you can list a bunch of things we do good, but the one thing we do well is knee-jerk and go all the way to the opposite side of wherever we are. We're like pendulums. If today this is good, then tomorrow it's got to be bad. And we forget that there's a middle ground in everything,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, you know, and that's why I said carb phobia. Let's stop the madness. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, people, they take things to the extreme, you know, they don't even understand what it is they're trying to do. And I think that's the problem with social media and the internet is people only look at a couple things, but they never really do any type of research. You know, and you go back and you look at, you know, Atkins, ketogenic, paleo, zero carbs, Mediterranean. I mean, they're all very similar diet plans. People don't want to follow the whole thing, you know. I mean, it's like being a vegetarian. That's why they made up lacto-vegetarian, because some vegetarians said, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm going to eat eggs. Oh, I'm going to call myself a lacto-vegetarian, and, you know, and they pick and choose. But I say, look, you know, these type of plans are not sustainable. They aren't something that you live your life all the way on. So they don't read all the way through that you have to come out of them, and then what happens is they try it for a week or two, it kind of works or works, they then come out and they gain back twice as much because they haven't changed their lifestyle. They don't know how to monitor their food intake. But carbs are not the enemy. They aren't going to cause cancer. They're not going to lead to diabetes. They're not the number one cause of heart disease. They're not going to kill you. And I think that's really the main
Well, look, we know that if you drink a gallon of water, like as quickly as you can actually die of cardiac arrest because of the disruption in electrolytes in the body. So that doesn't mean water is bad for you. I mean, everything has to be fit. We have to take everything dietary in context, but we don't do that. We take one thing out and we say, no, this is it. And Dr. DePasquale came on my show a couple weeks ago, did an amazingly brilliant discussion about the ketogenic diet. And the one thing that he made a point of, from an evolutionary perspective, We spent time in ketosis, but we also spent a lot of time out of ketosis. All of these diets, like I say, even a vegan diet is good for 2 weeks. Everything is phasic. The problem is when you do the same thing day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, and we see it all the time. People go, hey, I've been on keto for 8 months. I'm losing my hair. My eyebrows are thinning.
Yeah.
I feel sick, and I stopped losing weight. I actually gained 6 pounds. What's going wrong? Oh, double down. Eat more butter. No, dummy, stop doing it for a while.
Yeah. Well, and that's really, as you said, you know, that's the problem with humans. If one is good, five must be better.
Right.
If I'm supposed to do it for a week, I'm going to do it for 3 weeks. And you know, of course, the supplement industry doesn't help. You know, there are some companies, not all companies, but some companies who jump on the keto thing and, oh, I'm going to come out with a product. Now you don't even need to go into ketosis. You don't need to change your diet. Just take this pill, and it's BHT or something that's just ridiculous. Just because you pop salt into your bloodstream, your body isn't going to think those are ketones. I mean, there's no scientific evidence.
Well, wait a minute. I do. There are. In fact, we have a study where we're having the author on where they actually tested a BHB salts, and ketones do show up in the bloodstream. But that doesn't mean that you're burning fat per se. You know what I'm saying?
No, and that's what I'm talking about. But here's the problem, Carl, because I've had over 50 companies call me, and they just want the cheapest salt that I could find.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to follow it. You know, yeah, it will show up, but no, that doesn't mean if you continue with eating all this stuff. And again, I've heard the ads. Don't change your diet. Continue to eat carbs. Just take this, and your body will think that there's ketones, and the carbs just mysteriously disappear. No, you know, you got to learn how to monitor your carbohydrates, your proteins, your fats, and your junk food. I mean, you got to learn how to monitor all that, and you got to find out what works for you. Your goal should be, how can I stay healthy? How can I sustain a healthy lifestyle? Now, what works for me may not work for you, you know, but if your weight is fluctuating up and down, don't tell me that you're not making any muscle gains and you're lethargic and you're losing strength, and then you're telling me you're fasting day in and day out going into the gym. I'll tell you why you're not making any gains. That doesn't mean, you know, fasted workouts are bad. That means you aren't paying attention to how athletes use these things. And I think that's the other problem, Carl, is people will look at, you know, a contest diet and go, oh, that's what my lifestyle is. No, if you go on a bodybuilding contest diet all the time, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You are going to slow your metabolism down. You're going to be eating less food. And before you know it, you're going to do what I did in the very beginning, my first show. I dieted at 1,100 calories because I was on a diet before I went on a diet.
Yeah, you weren't eating enough to begin with. Exactly. You have nowhere to go.
No, I had to turn around. It took me a year to get my metabolism up. I had to force myself to take in more food, and I expended more calories, which is where I learned about cardio and things. So again, you know, stop the madness, you know. Don't get too crazy. And whenever I talk about this, people always come out of the woodwork and saying, I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking about. Somebody the other day said, I don't know where that guy got his PhD at, you know, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I wanted to respond and said, you know, even if my PhD was in tiddlywinks, that must mean I have some kind of smarts.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right, because it's not easy to get a PhD, regardless. Exactly.
No, it's like, give me a break. But, you know, We always try to promote, you know, healthy lifestyle, finding what works for you. And I say, you know, low-carb diets have a purpose. You know, if you are in the sport of bodybuilding, we all know how to monitor our carbohydrates. But I found after just a couple years that going on a low-carb diet, I lost muscle. What I ended up discovering, again, it was only on accident, where I would go one low day, next day was high day, and I averaged the amount of carbs I wanted to take
in. Yeah, caloric zigzagging, right.
Yep, and I found that I was happier, I wasn't hungry, and I shocked my body. And, you know, as I say, I never entered one show that I wasn't in shape. I was always the best conditioned person at the show, you know.
I'll tell you something funny, Dr. J. Dr. J, I know some people who are really, really serious, like thought leaders in keto.
Mm-hmm.
And they use carbs pre-workout. And that this made me think, actually, because I have, what is it called? Unflavored carbolin at home.
Mm-hmm.
I just said this to Elisa last week. I'm going to get my glucometer, and I'm going to take maybe I'll take 50 grams the first time, go to the gym and train, and check my blood sugar, because my goal would be to use up the carbs during my workout, to fuel my workout, but then after I'm done training, have the blood sugar drop down so low that I go back into a ketogenic state. I think this can be done. If you're smart and you look at your workouts, you can actually gauge just the amount of you know something funny? Anybody who's ever had race cars,
right?
You don't fill the tank up to carry 150 extra pounds down the track. You put just enough gas in the tank to get you through that run and taxi back to the pit. You don't, because you don't want, so the same thing can be done with carbs. If you are smart about it, you have a glucometer and maybe even have one of these new ketone testers, you can check your ketone levels and your blood sugar before training. Take your unique specific amount of carbolin pre-workout, wait for it to kick in, get to the gym, burn up that fuel, get out of the gym, check your blood sugar and your ketone levels, and I'll bet you they're going to be coming back to where they were before you worked out. So you don't have to lag behind. You can actually train super hard. I learned this from people who are actually big devotees of keto. They use unique forms of carbohydrates pre-workout.
Well, and I can save you the time of a meter, because that's exactly what I did in my last several clinical trials with carbolin. Is the person fasted overnight. So guess what? You know, 24 hours?
Yeah.
Their glucose levels were down, you know, as close to zero as you want to say,
right,
for that short fasting amount. They took 50 grams of carbolin, put them on a treadmill. Now, this wasn't a fast pace. It was just walking. I put a butterfly in their arm, and I'm drawing blood every 15 minutes. 60 minutes, all of that carbon was completely gone.
See, there you go. And that was 50 grams?
And they were
back.
That
was 50 grams?
50 grams.
Man.
Now, you can imagine, you know, strenuous exercise. You're going to probably burn that up in about 30 minutes.
Right.
So it's completely gone. But again, you know, the whole idea behind, you know, keto diet plans or Atkins or any of the other ones, keto just happens to be more designed toward, you know, athlete people, because there's more athletes behind it, where Atkins was a non-athletic person.
Right.
Is to lower your body fat, but you still got to be able to train.
Yes.
Even when I was dieting for a contest, I never sacrificed carbs pre-workout. Now, I worked out first thing in the morning. I got carbs in. I would lower my carbs as the day went on, so I didn't take in any carbs after 6 o'clock at night. But I never didn't take in carbs in the morning. Again, you know, it might have been lower carbs, but again, that was my calories. I never adjusted my protein. My protein always stayed high. But I was telling you before we came on the other day, a guy's trainer said, oh, you know, to help you with your keto, you need to eat 2 sticks of butter a day. And I told the guy, you're an idiot, man. I mean, this is where we take something that's supposed to be healthy and we take it to such a far extreme. And he goes, well, he said, I'm not, you know, it's not going to clog my arteries. I go, eat 2 sticks of butter a day. Knock yourself out, man.
Who cares if it's not going to clog your artery? That's a lot of fat you're adding to your diet.
And
the
reality
is
healthy.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, some of that fat could get stored. There's this illusion amongst the keto people that Dr. DePasquale discussed the other day. This illusion that you can eat all the fat you want and you'll still lose fat is not true. There is a tipping point where the energy you're expending and the energy you're consuming become out of sync and you start to put fat on. So this idea that, oh, it doesn't matter how much you eat, because a lot of people in keto say it doesn't matter how much you eat. If you're eating a high-fat diet, you can eat everything you want because you're not going to get fat.
Well,
and I point to one other thing. When I was at Quest working with them, that I learned that Keto Pet Sanctuary, in order to arrest cancer, it's not enough to just be in ketosis, but you have to be in a calorie deficit as well.
You have to. And here's the thing. newsflash, proteins have sugars. I mean, so you aren't going to be carb-free even eating meats and things. But the issue that I have, and I guess this is where, again, people pick and choose, and we do this whether it's religion, food, training, clothes. You know, the reason why Atkins failed and the reason why keto is going to fail, and you can quote me on this, is people think I can go grab these keto desserts and now I'm coming out good because I'm not eating a regular dessert, I'm eating a keto dessert. No, they are high in fat, they're high in calories, and you're going to get fat. They are designed to give somebody who is following the plan 100% a way to still enjoy something on the sweet side.
Right.
But, again, you know, you can't go buy all these cinnamon rolls and eat them 6-7 times a day. That's what was happening with Atkins. People would go buy all these bars, and they were eating those as snacks, but they weren't adjusting their diet.
Yeah.
Those things were like 400 calories, and they were 80 grams of fat.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. I know. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this. But there definitely is a sense of carb phobia out there. And you don't have to be afraid of carbs. Even the most staunch ketogenic devotees have carb refeed days and are using specific types of designer carbohydrates pre-workout so that they can still train hard. And that's an important discussion to have. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted until my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I'm going to start doing a Q&A, Facebook Live Q&A on Saturday mornings, where people can come and ask me any questions they want. I'll do my best to answer them. So I hope those of you who are interested, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, my personal page, please. I guess I'll do it on the Superhuman Radio Network page, actually, instead of the personal page. But yeah, we'll be doing a Q&A. It looks like people want to hear me talk about stuff. I mean, I'm surprised, but I'll try it. All right, so getting back to the discussion at hand. Carbohydrates have been implicated in the development of type 2 diabetes, but we're talking about eating a carbohydrate-centric diet and having poor sleep hygiene and not moving, and the list goes on and on and on. You know, obesity, yeah. Pro-inflammatory, responsible, blah, blah, blah. So how do you get people to start to become sensible about carbohydrates? What's the discussion?
You know, I think the main discussion is really defining a carbohydrate. You know, you can ask one person and they'll say, oh, it's a cinnamon roll. Oh, it's a donut. To me, those aren't carbohydrates. I don't classify them in the list. You know, those are refined carbohydrates. So what I'm talking about are getting back to nature, you know, baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, yams, oatmeal, whole grain breads, if you're a bread person, you know, pastas, things that haven't been adulterated, man-made, processed, you know, sugarfied. Again, you got to look at the way the body works. You know, the food is essential. Now, we can burn anything for energy. You know, our bodies are very, very unique. But again, if you want to perform at a higher level of performance, you know, you have to look at being able to fuel with carbohydrates. So again, you know, people who are not into the bodybuilding field, you know, football player, basketball player, I mean, these people are the ones that are picking up on being afraid of carbs or even just the person trying to get in shape. So my advice is a sensible eating plan. I got a brand new book that's in Dr. Jeff's health series. I've got the ebooks available now called Getting a Lean, Mean Muscle Machine. And I'm going to tell you about carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. I'm going to give you information that you didn't even know probably existed. And I'm going to give you some sample plans to help you go out there and accomplish your goals. I guess just saying, look, they're not going to kill you. They're not going to cause cancer. Don't take things out of context. But eat healthier. The same way is you can't be on a ketogenic diet and eat, you know, processed meats, you know, and eat, you know, trans-saturated fats. I mean, again, that's what they try to say carbohydrates are, where they wouldn't say, oh, no, I'm not talking about those as fats. So you got to eat healthier and you got to be smart and do some research, you know, understand what it is you're trying to accomplish and realize that none of these plans are designed to be day in and day out. Sooner or later, you have to eat something that isn't part of the plan, and you need to understand, you know, how to do that. So how do you come out of ketosis? If you're on low carbs, what is low carbs to you? Might be not the same person to another. So again, you got to find out what works for you in order for you to reach your goal.
So did you have a chance to watch the movie What the Health?
No, I didn't.
You got to watch it. It's very frustrating. The only reason I bring this up is because in the movie What the Health, they attempt to paint red meat, and we're talking about good cuts of steak, with the same paintbrush as processed meat, which has nothing to. I mean, processed meat like bologna and ham and frankfurters and stuff like that, Hillshire Farms, Land of Frost, the stuff that they make, which is the type of meat that you couldn't sell to somebody because they look at it and they go, wait, isn't that like a hoof? Yeah. So they have to grind it up and puree it and liquefy it and then squirt it into a form and turn it back into something that,
man.
You know, all of the adulterants that are in there, preservatives. But in the movie, they did their best to try to assassinate all meat with the research that shows that it is, in fact, processed meats that are linked to all of these diseases. And it's really frustrating to me because meat is actually like good cuts of red meat, lamb, pork from pigs that were raised naturally. They were able to roam and find their own food. Free range chickens. They're not bad for you. They're actually good for you. And I hate it that the whole, because you were talking about like people who are eating keto and they're eating like bologna all day long. They're like, well, I'm eating keto.
Yeah.
No, you're eating crap. That has to stop.
You
can't eat that kind of food no matter what diet you're on.
And I think that's just the main message is, you know, again, folks, there are all type of meal plans and things that you can do, but you got to find what works for you because, you know, the Mediterranean says you don't eat cashews, and I don't know if it does. I'm just throwing it out there. And you like cashews. Well, again, if it worked for you, that's fine. You know, don't take things to the extreme. You know, don't go on the junk food diet or the hot dog diet. There's a hot dog diet where if you eat 16 hot dogs a day for 2 weeks, you're going to lose a bunch of weight. Yeah, you do. But what happens when you quit eating 16 hot dogs a day? You know, you're going to gain it all back. It's not healthy. It's not sustainable. Find what works for you. Be sensible. Sensible eating is the best. And don't take things, you know, to the extreme. Don't try to do something that LeBron James does, and you're not LeBron James. The same way, don't try to do something the Mr. Olympia guy does. You're not him. He knows his plan. He knows his diet, and he doesn't do that all the time. He does that to get ready for the top show of the world, you know. So be smart.
Very, very good advice. Very, very good advice. All right, Dr. J, thank you so much for the discussion. And I am absolutely going to be experimenting with unflavored carbolin pre-workout, and I will report my results here on the show.
Please do. You will like it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be able to train more intensely, and that's going to build more muscle. And then I'm going to continue to lose body fat the rest of the day while I'm not eating any carbs. That's it.
Absolutely.
It's simple. All right, Dr. J. Talk to you later, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how dogs are actually contributing to human breast carcinoma research. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future.
Welcome back. Thank you, Tupac. So, tomorrow we actually have Rodney Habib on from Planet Paws. They're releasing a new documentary about cancer in dogs. This has been prompted by the Keto Pet Sanctuary that was funded wholly by Quest Nutrition and their foundation, Epigenics. Dogs get cancer pretty much as often as their humans do, and no wonder why. The food quality is probably poor. But are there things that can benefit humankind as a result of this fact? My next guest is Dr. Eni Markkanen. How you doing, Dr. Markkanen?
Hi, I'm doing very fine, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And so you recently published a paper that says dogs can actually help in certain breast cancer research that will actually impact humans, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely, we did so, yes.
So talk about this. What was the first sign of this opportunity to look at dogs' breast cancer tissue and learn something that could then be translated to humans?
Well, there has been quite some research in that already out for quite a few years. It's just been flying a bit under the radar, I think. And we're based at the veterinary school here in Switzerland, and we were just wondering whether we could make use or, you know, take to our advantage the fact that we have a lot of specimen of dogs that come into our clinics with the problem that they have breast cancer. So that was kind of the starting point in trying to look at the whole thing, really.
I actually have just a very vague contextual information about this, because when I worked with Quest in April of last, are you familiar with Quest Nutrition and the Keto Pet Sanctuary by any chance?
I've heard very, very little about it, but I've heard it, yes. not so much in detail.
Keto Pet Sanctuary is doing this for dogs, not for humans, but nonetheless, they are using certain therapies to arrest, in many cases, reverse certain types of cancers in dogs. And what I learned from them was, of all the different cancers that they have been able to completely halt the progression of, and in some cases make tumors completely go away using things like the ketogenic diet, ketone supplements, as well as drug therapies that focus on blood sugar management, the one that seemed to have the most difficulty was the breast cancers, the tumors in female dogs' breast tissue. And in most cases, they could stop the progression, but the tumors never really went away. They used the term suspended animation, that they were just kind of suspended. They just didn't change. Is that some peculiarity that we see in dogs exclusively, or is that something that we see in humans that we can learn from dogs' breast cancer, breast tumors?
I wouldn't be absolutely sure. I haven't seen that data that you were referring to. It sounds very interesting, though. I mean, there's a whole lot you can do with nutrition, I think, to support your body health, obviously. There are, however, also a lot of genetic predispositions, especially in when it comes to cancer, and also especially breast cancer. So I think it's probably a big puzzle where a lot of different pieces come together, and then you know, nutrition being one of them, and your genes being a different set of pieces there, and then and the environment you're living in, and it's difficult to say, really.
So we always hear about the BRCA gene when we talk about women and breast cancer. Do dogs have this gene as well?
Absolutely. So the gene, the thing is, the BRCA gene is, everyone has the BRCA, the gene that encodes for BRCA. BRCA is an important player in our cells. But the BRCA gene, when it's mutated in certain families, that is the problem, and that is heavily associated with breast cancer. And those types of mutation also occur in dogs. So you can find the same types of mutations that kind of render the protein, the gene, useless. You can find that also occurring in dogs when it comes to breast cancer, yes.
And so does treatment that we would normally use for humans, do dogs respond to that same treatment?
Absolutely. The thing is that very often you might know that human treatment for tumors or cancer treatment is often very, very, very expensive. And that's usually one of the main bottlenecks when it comes to treating our dogs, our companion animals, that just simply there are not enough funds to actually cover the cost for that kind of medication. But at the basic level, if you really want to break it down, you know, the cells are working just the same in dogs as they are in human bodies. So with small exceptions, most of the medications could go a long way in dogs as well, absolutely.
So, but in your instances, you're working with the dog archive tissue and, in fact, dogs that are still surviving to elucidate information that will benefit humans.
Yes.
But at the same time, why aren't we just using human? Don't we have archived human tissue? Don't we have plenty of human cases? Or is it that we can do things with dogs that we can't do with humans because of the protocols required for research, like through the IRC and stuff like that?
It's a mixture of different things that you just mentioned. So one of the things is, I mean, we definitely do have more than enough archived human tissue. The thing is, if you want to look at the basic drivers behind a disease, like, for instance, breast cancer, you know, you have in those cells, when you analyze them, you have so many things that go wrong. The question is, which are the real keys, which are the real drivers of the disease? So now the idea behind, for instance, comparing dogs and humans in terms of breast cancer is to try to figure out which are the key drivers behind the disease, and not only the passengers, you know, that hop along because things
right.
go wrong and then other things happen because of that. So one of the strengths of this comparative aspect approach is really to try to figure out which things go wrong at the beginning, or which are the overlapping changes that you can see between different species, to try to figure out what is really the key driver behind the disease. Really.
Causation versus correlation. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to ask you if you're familiar with Dr. Thomas Seyfried's work. His book is very popular here in the United States, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease. And I want to talk a little bit about the rise in cancer in dogs that really is very similar to humans. We're talking right now with Dr. Enni Markkanen about how dog research is actually benefiting humans in the area of breast carcinoma. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhuman.com. HumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Enni Markkanen about how dogs are contributing to cancer research for humans. Dr. Markkanen, are you familiar with Dr. Thomas Seyfried's book, Cancer as a Metabolic Disease?
I haven't read it personally yet. I probably should at some point. But I've heard about it, yes.
Okay, so is there a way to, you know, it's highly suspicious to me that the rise in canine cancer is so similar to the rise in human cancer. And a lot of the emerging research in human cancer is starting to not ignore genetic predispositions, but instead say that epigenetics is more at work here than just hard and fast genetics. And when we look at what happens first in a cell that then becomes a cancer cell, Dr. Seyfried's research in two different studies that he published shows that it is, in fact, the mitochondria changes to anaerobic respiration, and that precedes any DNA inscription that happens in the cell. And he showed this because they've actually done research where they've removed the mitochondria, and they've removed the nucleus and put them in other cells, and the cancer followed the mitochondria, not necessarily the genetic transcription of the cell. So if in fact there is evidence that some cancers, we know not all cancers, because cancer is an evolutionary cell. It's always fighting to survive, and it's always going to adapt. But if in fact we can see that some cancers actually are driven by a metabolic driver, causation. We see insulin resistance. We see widespread type 2 diabetes. We see this in pets too now. My sister had a dog that was actually on insulin for most of his life. Can't we start to look at this and go, you know, I get it. Genetics play a role to create a disposition or predisposition, but many twin studies show us that epigenetics plays a bigger role. Can't we start to look at this and go, you know, maybe there is a larger nutritional driver here than we are paying attention to, and this is why dogs are starting to emulate human cancer rates?
I'm absolutely certain that, you know, as I mentioned before, it's like with every disease, with most of the diseases, there is not just one thing that goes wrong and then that's it. The body is remarkably You know, it has remarkable healing abilities and a very, very large span of tolerance to any kind of insult.
Right.
It's just at some point, if it's too much, it's too much. So I think there are so many different aspects that play into really into cancer forming that definitely nutrition is one big factor. I'm absolutely certain overweight is, you know, healthy lifestyle is very important to try to avoid it. Nevertheless, you can, even people who live a perfectly healthy life and, you know, get proper nutrition and everything, they can be really unlucky and also get cancer.
Right.
And that's sometimes something that, especially these kind of people, they feel they've done something wrong or feel guilty about getting cancer, but it's just really down to, you know, bad luck at some point as well. So they should definitely not be felt guilty. But yeah, I think a lot of aspects that you just mentioned are very, very important when it comes down to cancer progression or even development. So I'm not absolutely sure which rise in cancer in dogs you're referring to. But, you know, the problem there is always, do we just detect more nowadays because we look for it, actually, or because our dogs get better better treatment and live longer lives,
right,
so that you get more cancer because they don't die of anything else, which is also a bit the case maybe partly, again, in the human population. You know, we don't die of infectious diseases as much anymore as we used to 200 years ago. Or
right,
women don't die of childbirth that easily anymore, luckily. So I think it's a matter of, you know, the odds turning towards more towards cancer because we're lucky enough to not die of many other causes,
right,
that we used to die of.
Right, right, right. So what do you hope people who are listening to this, what do you hope people take away from what you're doing in your research? What do you want them to understand about
I think one of the main messages we would like to get across, and this is even, you know, when I deal with medics, so human medics, they are always surprised by the fact that that dogs or even cats, you know, at the cellular level, we all of us mammals work pretty similarly. So you can extrapolate a lot of information from one species to the other. Not everything. I'm absolutely certain that we cannot extrapolate everything, but we can get a lot of good ideas. And that's also, you might have heard of the World Health Organization One Health Approach.
No, I'm not familiar with it. I'm not.
So the World Health Organization actually advocates a lot of this, what they call One Health Approach, which where they say that, you know, it's not only medics, it's not only veterinarians, it's not only biologists or even nutritionists. We should all try to work together and extrapolate data from all the different angles that we can get our hands on and then try to build a bigger picture starting from there, because at the end of the day, we all live in the same environment. You know, we all share the same living space and also the will to actually live healthier and longer lives. So why not make use of that, really, and try to be more efficient about it? So I think that's one of the main things I would really like for people to take away. Just this, you know, don't focus only on one species. Try to be a bit more open-minded. Look at other things as well. Try to understand the basic principle, really, behind something, and then see whether that leads you somewhere else, a step forward.
Yeah, very good. I love this research. This is great work you're doing. I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show.
Thank you.
Take care. So there you have it. Dogs are helping us, as always, man's best friend, woman's best friend, in this case, really women's best friend, because the research is in breast cancer. Tomorrow we'll have Rodney Habib on, and he just produced a new documentary specifically about the ever-growing rate of cancer in dogs. I'll ask him that question. Is there really a rise in cancer, or are we just discovering it more often? Or are dogs getting better treatment, so we're paying attention to it more often? I suspect, just like humans, cancer is on the rise with humans. We know that. We know that it's tied to the diabetes model. We know it's tied to insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. We know that. I have a feeling that dogs are suffering from the same thing. That's just my guess, but I'll ask Rodney tomorrow and let him opine. Well, that's all we have for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Tune in tomorrow, and we'll have another great show for you. And don't forget, superhumanradio.net is the website. Patreon is where you can get listener-supported, commercial-free episodes of Superhuman Radio for just $5 a month. I have people telling me that it's a game changer. They can listen to shows 3 and 4 times because they want to absorb everything without any commercials in a much shorter period of time. So I hope you check out Patreon, patreon.com/superhumanradio. And, of course, the new website, superhumanradio.net. Ignore anything that says .com in the commercials. Just change everything to .net. You'll get where you need to go. I will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.